This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back. Realside Radio, hour number two. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe. He'll be back tomorrow night. And I was on twice last week, and this was a story that actually on Thursday night I was looking at talking about. Didn't get to it, and I wanted to carry it over to tonight. You may have not heard about it. You may have heard about it, but, you know, with long weekends, people kind of tune out a little bit. So this is good news. This is fantastic news. And this is indicative of maybe the tide is turning. Maybe we're just looking for any any idea, any semblance of the tide is turning. Maybe the tsunami's about to hit still. But a mom won a $100,000 payout from a school over her socially transitioned daughter. California School District reportedly settled a lawsuit brought by a mother who said that her daughter was socially transitioned without her permission, and she won $100,000 in that suit. Jessica Conan sued the Spreckles Union School District, I believe that's in Chino, in California, Chino area, claiming teachers at Buena Vista Middle School, so she would have been, what is that, about 12, 13, had secretly encouraged her daughter Alicia, then 11, to change her gender identity. Let me repeat that. Teachers at Buena Vista Middle School secretly encouraged her daughter Alicia, then 11, to change her gender identity. The school fostered her identification as a boy, gave her articles on how to conceal her new gender identity from her family, and put her on a gender support plan that instructed school staff to refer to her by a male name and male pronouns, according to the Center for American Liberty, the legal group that represented Conan. They also let her use the unisex teacher's bathroom without informing Conan. According to the court documents, Conan said her daughter began returning to her old self when schools turned to remote learning during the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020. Conan and her daughter announced the settlement in a video posted, and it was on X by American Liberty, Center for American Liberty, on X, former Twitter. How long are we going to say formerly Twitter? On Tuesday. We are now receiving justice from the school that decided to try to transition my daughter behind my back, she said. This is so wrong. Although the school district is not admitting fault with the settlement, it marks a significant moment in the intensifying battle about the rights of parents and transgender kids in schools. Settlement's a huge win. It's a huge win. It's a win for parents. across the country. You know, what we're looking at here are schools that are pushing this radical gender ideology on young students. And these are vulnerable kids. I mean, let's be honest. If you're a parent or a grandparent, you know that age when your body is changing dramatically and there's all sorts of discomfort and embarrassments happening as you enter into puberty and you're growing. And these vulnerable children are being pushed into this gender ideology without parental notification or consent? I mean, $100,000 in my mind is too little. Maybe this is a tiny, tiny school district. Spreckles, I've never heard of it. But the idea, as a parent myself, my boys are older now, but at that age, the idea that the school would push that ideology and prevent the parents from knowing what they're doing, in my mind, is tantamount to evil. The settlement came a day after the California Attorney General Rob Bonta sued a different school district over its new policy requiring schools to notify parents if their children change their gender identification or pronouns. California Attorney General Rob Bonta has sued a school district because its policy requires that they notify the parents if their children change their gender identification or pronouns. His justification? He said policies like the one adopted by Chino Valley Unified School District are forcibly out transgender students and threaten their well-being. The lawsuit alleges that the policy has already placed transgender and gender nonconforming students in a danger of imminent irreparable harm. This is California politics at its worst, where they are allowing the schools to raise your children and not inform the parents what it is that they are doing to your children. Have we lost our collective minds? We'll be back with Brad Dacus, who is with the nonprofit Pacific Justice Institute, to talk about this and a whole lot more after the break here. Real Side Radio, do not go away.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
You mean like Democrats? Welcome back to Real Side Radio. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe. And delighted to chat with Brad Dacus, who is over at Pacific Justice Institute. And I understand, Brad, you are running between planes right now, correct?
I just got off my plane, and I just found a little cubby hole near baggage claim. So, yeah, I think this will work.
Oh, I appreciate it. Appreciate it. Well, listen.
Get some time.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. So thank you for joining us tonight. So before the break, I was referring to something which I'm sure you're very familiar with, that a mother won a $100,000 payout from a Chino school district in California because they secretly transitioned or allowed their daughter to transition with gender ideology without telling the parents. And they just had to pay up $100,000. Do you think that's something that is the beginning of the end of this gender ideology, or is that just wishful thinking at this point?
No, actually, I think it is a signal of a trend that we're going to see, which are public schools being held accountable for violating the fundamental rights of parents over their children. You know, these public schools, these administrators, these teachers are not psychologists, they're not psychiatrists, they're not doctors. They're simply inadequate and unqualified to be impacting in such a major, profound way the future and development and even the ability to procreate, which is what is all involved when you change your gender or try to change your gender. So I think this is an indicator of what we're going to see. I know we at Pacific Justice Institute are actually looking for these cases across the United States. And we have 34 offices in 24 states, and we are aggressively looking to sue public schools across the country that so egregiously violate fundamental parental rights like this.
So let me ask you this, because I was delighted to read this article, and it kind of came out before the holiday weekend, so I'm sure a lot of people aren't aware of this. But the thing that really concerns me more than anything about this, besides what you just talked about in regards to how there's a secret agenda to hide this from the parents. After the day after this occurred, the settlement came out, California Attorney General Rob Bonta sued a different school district over its new policy requiring schools to notify parents if their children change their gender identification or pronouns. So the California government are literally coming in and suing schools to keep this a secret from parents.
Yeah, that's what the state of California is doing. They are filing lawsuits against Chino Valley Unified School District for adopting a very reasonable, rational policy protecting and respecting parents' rights. I don't believe the Attorney General is going to win. And in fact, there's a heavy constitutional issue here that is supported by case law. You know, in the case of Myers v. Nebraska, Pierce v. Sisters of Wisconsin v. Yoder, the U.S. Supreme Court in this last century has held clearly that parents have a fundamental right over the health, education, welfare, religious, and moral instruction of their children. Well, how can we have that recognized by the Supreme Court and allow school districts and attorney generals to overtly breach ever so egregiously that fundamental right that's already respected and recognized by established case law for over 100 years?
I don't understand how this is. How are parents not standing up with their pitchforks and torches at this point? Because, listen, my youngest, who's senior in high school now, but if seven years ago, he was going through something and the school didn't notify him, his mother and myself, about what was going on and that they were nurturing him to do something that we weren't aware of that would have literally changed him for the rest of his life. I mean, you know, this is you don't allow kids to get face tattoos at 11, right? So
right.
What are we doing here, Brad? I guess you're hearing my frustration.
Yeah, well, it's your frustration is my frustration, everyone else's frustration. And that's why we're taking it so seriously and just openly telling everyone in this audience listening to this, if they know of someone that is a parent or family that's going through this and they suspect it, and they should contact us immediately. We're giving free legal advice and legal representation. But the hardcore reality, here's what we've discovered, is that
it's at PacificJustice.org, folks. PacificJustice.org, by the way.
Yeah, what we've discovered is that many parents are angry. You know, they find something like this happening. They feel violated. Their child's been violated. They found the child was being groomed by a teacher who is an LGBTQ activist. maybe after school under the false pretext of some other reason. And then when the parent finds out about it, the parent is angry, but the parent is also scared because they're afraid that if they speak up, that these teachers are going to gang up on them and put and vent on their child, make life heck for their child, and the parent, you know, doesn't feel they're ready to homeschool or put their kid in a private school or even a homeschool co-op. So they're up against the wall, and they're just having to say, you know what, I think they'll leave my kid alone. I'm just going to leave it at that. And now, you know, and not really push it farther for us to be able to sue, because they're afraid if they do, then there's going to be severe retribution. And the likes of the California Teachers Union and other teachers unions, they're like, pseudo organized crime. They're thugs. They're bullies, and they take it out on children all the time. Parents know it, and that's really part of the problem.
Just curious, how I know you're in transit right now. How long are you good for?
Oh, I'm good for till the top of the hour.
Oh, are you? Okay,
8
terrific.
Pacific time, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, thank you for that. So let me ask you what you guys are currently looking at right now, because issues like this, which, you know, it really curdles my milk, Brad. What other issues are you guys working on over right now at PJI, Pacific Justice Institute?
Well, this, what we just mentioned, is one of the hottest issues we're facing right now. We've got some cases that are brewing. Once again, we're dealing with parents having to weigh the risk of whether or not they want to move in on this issue. But another really major hot issue is dealing with pronouns. That is, teachers being required to use pronouns of a child that totally violates their beliefs, violates their conviction, and where they stand. And so we're representing teachers across the country and other employees, for that matter, and companies who are being told, no, you have to use a pronoun that is a lie. You have to affirm something that of confusion on children or other employees, right, even though it violates your conscience. This is major litigation, major cases across the country.
Yeah, we're going to talk about this and a whole lot more after the break. We've got Brad Dacus, who is president over at Pacific Justice Institute. And if you want to reach out to Pacific Justice Institute, check them out at pacificjustice.org. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe. I'll be right back after the break. Don't go away, folks.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Top leaders in Washington are focused on averting a government shutdown this month. Top White House economic advisor Jared Bernstein tells CNBC there has to be give and take on both sides.
I think we need congressional Republicans to match some of the spending cuts that we've all agreed on with some high-end tax increases to inject more fairness into the code.
Republican lawmakers with the Freedom Caucus in the House are repeating an earlier call for steep across-the-board spending cuts. They also want strong border security language in any government funding package. Another continuing resolution to fund the government through early next year is the expected result of all this. United Airlines is triggering log jams at airports with Tuesday's reported request for a ground stoppage. Around noon, the major airline asked to ground all flights due to a reported computer glitch. United Airlines operates roughly 4,900 flights around the world each day to around 300 destinations, including 200 in the U.S. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Jew. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
I don't know what. I've got to tell you, man, some of this stuff just makes me absolutely crazy. But, hey, we've got a great guest with us who's kind of pulling it apart and putting it back together again. Brad Dacus, who is president over at Pacific Justice Institute, a regular guest for Joe. And it's an honor for me to be speaking with you, Brad. Thank you for joining us tonight from the airport. I got to tell you, I have a business outside of doing radio. And whenever I see a resume and somebody has put on their pronouns under their name, that resume immediately goes to the bottom of the pile. I'm immediately going to assume, Brad, that that person is going to be a problem as an employee for whatever, and maybe judgmental, but it's just what it is. Before the break, you were talking about these forced pronouns. What are we looking at here?
What we're looking at is a scenario where, like in the classroom, where you have a child who says, I see myself as the opposite gender. Say it's a boy, says I feel like I see myself as a girl. So you need to call me, you know, instead of Jackie, call me Jan from now on. And these school districts are telling parents, they're not to call the parents. If parents are to inquire about any possible gender confusion issues with the child, you're supposed to lie. And then you're supposed to affirm the confusion. Instead of just being quiet and doing nothing, you're supposed to actively participate and affirm in so doing, encourage the confusion. And I stress this because people need to understand that gender identity dysphoria or confusion for children, for most kids, the overall majority will not, they'll outgrow it, if you will. They'll resolve it on their own. It's just left alone. If you don't have the government pushing in on him, affirming it, encouraging the confusion, giving him secret clothes to dress him when they come to school, if you don't do that, the overall majority of these kids will work through it and no longer have this mental condition. It is a 100% mental condition, and we have public school teachers with bachelor's degrees in education messing around with the psyche of these kids and messing them up for the rest of their lives. So that's in the public school realm. Then as far as the work realm, the ESG, et cetera, has put a lot of pressure on companies to put pressure on employees saying, oh, no, you need to use the pronoun for your colleague, even though, you know, they decided to change, so it's no longer a she, it's now a he, and you need to use the pronouns for he. That's violating the Title VII rights of an employee who has sincere religious convictions not to affirm a lie. You want to be compassionate, but, you know, it's never commanded anywhere in the Bible or the Torah to lie or to affirm a lie. There's nothing loving about confusion, loving about a lie. And so this violates the conviction and the conscience of millions of Americans in the workplace. And we at Pacific Justice stand ready to defend their Title VII rights in court and out of court.
What do you say to those people that are out there? And, you know, this is a devil's advocate exercise, of course, because, you know, there are a lot of people that are out there that, you know, they feel that it's okay that pronouns, maybe they're strange, maybe people are going through some mental health, but if they are wanting to be identified with a certain pronoun, what's the harm in doing so? Can't you just be kind? I mean, that's the message that you're getting from people today. How do you
right.
answer that?
Well, I you know, I'm a Christian, so I would say, ask the question, would Jesus ever affirm a lie? Ever? He's gracious, he's loving, he's compassionate. He takes people where they are, like he did the woman at the well and the prostitute, et cetera, et cetera. But he never, ever once affirmed a lie and said something contrary to truth. Jesus is truth, and he wants us to be truth in love, very strong on both points. But to affirm a lie is affirming confusion, and confusion does not liberate people. It binds people. It enslaves people, and that's not the message, a true message of Christianity or people who are followers of Christ.
I think you're absolutely correct. You know, I look at it from the standpoint of we are being required today to participate in somebody else's personal psychosis. And that isn't,
right.
You know, listen, for me to refuse to do that, to be involved in their psychosis, that isn't an act of bigotry. That isn't an act of aggression. That is me standing up and saying, no, you need mental health. You need a psychologist. You need to stop making, and you know, Jordan, I'm sure you've seen, Jordan Peterson is dealing with this. He's losing his license to practice clinical psychology in Toronto and Ontario, Canada, because he refuses to play these games as well. But, you know, before the break, you were talking about how, you know, you may be thinking the tide is turning on these types of things. Are we just, have people just had enough of this nonsense, do you think? Or is it just a lost cause in many cases?
Yeah, I think this is going to be divergent from the gay rights movement. And I, you know, the gay rights movement picked up, accelerated. People's attitudes have changed considerably to no longer see it from a as a you know immoral perspective of those such lifestyles, sexual lifestyles. This is very different because here we're talking about individuals who are having body parts cut off, injected, so that they have permanent, long-term damage into their bodies for no medical reasons, and it doesn't reduce depression. It does not reduce suicide. The only way that can be be resolved is if people get counseling to deal with the underlying issue that's causing it. In fact, studies show that the number one correlative issue is sexual child abuse as a child. And so when children have sexual child abuse, this is much more likely of a temptation because they want to put the other person to bed and they want to become a different person. Well, that's what lures them into wanting to change their gender, to be a different person, so they can separate themselves from the pain and the hurt instead of resolving it through counseling and proper therapy.
What is, I mean, from the standpoint of what it is that you guys do, how do you address this? And is there something within the law that, you know, is it free speech? What do you guys look to when dealing with a school district or a company or whatever it may be that is basically, you know, requiring certain language be said at this point. Words.
Yeah. Well, it's first and foremost we're looking at as a Title VII issue. We're looking at a combination of sincerely held religious beliefs. Under Title VII, employers are required to reasonably accommodate the sincerely held religious beliefs of an employee absent an undue burden or hardship. That's what we're talking about here. That's what the Supreme Court inevitably is going to be having to deal with, whether it's one of our cases or someone other group's case that goes up. We have a number of cases across the country that are moving their way up to the Supreme Court. So I think that's the number one issue right there is Title VII. Also, we're dealing with government employers. We not only just have Title VII. Hey, we've got the 14th Amendment, the Constitution, and also the First Amendment of the Constitution with the free exercise of religion and government not compelling someone to say something that's not true, that they don't believe is right. That was a part of the recent the web design case, that was a web designer case where they had a business and they said, look, I cannot do a site for a gay wedding because that violates my conscience. It's not what I believe. It's not true to who I am. Supreme Court says the government cannot compel people to say something they don't believe. And that's exactly what we're talking about. We're talking about requiring someone to use pronouns that go completely against their conscience and convictions.
We're seeing this spread. I mean, listen, New York Department of Education sent a guide to all the teachers in New York's school district. It was called Affirming LGBTQ Students. And ostensibly, they are stating that you have to use pronouns she, he, they, ze, her, H-I-R, Z-I-R, and guides on how to, I don't even know what to say at this point. I mean, when would you use the word Z? But the government is promoting this. They're promoting Z, Zer, Zerself as pronouns for teachers to use in the classroom. These are our tax dollars, Brad.
Oh, I know. And in fact, where I just landed is New York. And the reason I just landed in New York is probably because of what we're talking about here. I'm going to be meeting and speaking for the next 6 days.
Yeah.
In New York on this issue and meeting with people and meeting with teachers.
Well, let's talk about that after the break. We got Brad Dacus, who is with fantastic guest, PacificJustice.org. Check him out. We'll be right back after the break at Realside Radio.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000. 800-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit, and you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, he... Here's Joe Messina.
And folks, Joe Messina will be back tomorrow night. Whiskey Dave here in the chair at Realsight Radio. And hour number three, we're opening up the phone lines. Got a lot to talk about. But before we get to that, and by the way, that's 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But before we get to that, we're talking pronouns with Brad Dacus, who just landed in New York. Brad Dacus is with the nonprofit Pacific Justice Institute. You can find them at pacificjustice.org. They're doing some really great work over there. And give them a call or check them out online. Brad, so tell us, we were just talking before the break, you're in New York. You're going to be talking about pronouns. By the way, a lot of people are not on Twitter, X, what it's called now. But there is a big, huge hullabaloo happening tonight because apparently, and I'm not a gamer, but apparently they're putting preferred pronouns in video games, and apparently the people that are going crazy over this, they're treating them like they're the crazy ones. I mean,
what the heck happened to our world? It's not real anymore. What are you doing in New York?
Well, I'm in New York because, you know, we now have three offices in New York. We have, of course, seven in California.
Wow.
We have three offices here, and our cases are increasing dramatically in New York. And this is one of the issues we're having to deal with, is the public schools going haywire, egregiously breaching the rights of parents, the trust of parents. You know, we have a case just south of New York in Northern Virginia, where we're defending a school district that, like Chino Valley in California, they adopted a policy basically respecting the rights of parents, saying, hey, teachers, you can't lie to parents. You need to let parents be aware within 72 hours if their child, if you see the child has issues of gender identity confusion or dysphoria, and we're not going to lie to parents. Well, they're being sued by the Attorney General of Virginia. So that's a case that we're taking on, and we're defending that school district against the New Jersey Attorney General. These are issues people didn't understand. Just 10, 20 years ago, this would have been absurd from people from both sides, both political parties. They would have said, of course not. We're not going to, you know, just support masochism, cutting off body parts and organs and permanently sterilizing little children who have just because they're confused about something. It would have been unheard of, but it is not. It's like some kind of a sci-fi movie where the aliens have come down and, you know, start making us like zombies where we're not using our brains and thinking anymore. Well, fortunately, we have a constitution and we have civil rights laws that we at Pacific Justice Institute are using that are still intact. And we've got a great Supreme Court, thanks to the appointments of former President Donald Trump, that will allow us in the end, I think, to have victory and set the record straight.
So what would be your focus on this, and how do you address this in using the courts?
Yeah, well, it all starts off at the lower level. So, you know, they have to find parents that are willing to stand up to the school district. Now, once again, that's probably the biggest hurdle of all in litigation. But once we do, then we represent them without charge. We tell them what their rights are. We always put our clients first. And we pick up all the costs, all the expenses. And we send a, you know, demand letter to the school district. And if they don't change their ways, then we can move ahead, exhaust the administrative remedies, and then move on to actually filing a lawsuit in state or federal court. More and more we're using federal courts because of all the appointments of former President Donald Trump have really brought a lot of sanity to the federal courts that we really missed in many of the state courts like California and New York. But we look at the law. Sometimes there's state statutes, state constitutional provisions that we can't pass up, and we'll sometimes choose the state courts as well.
Do you think, I mean, we've talked about it over the past half hour or so, and we talk about this tide is turning, you know, are people waking up? And whether it's their kids, being indoctrinated and teachers keeping it secret from the parents, or simple, what I consider just silly things, like pronouns. You know, you get a sense that there is a shift, not just from public perception and polling, but the courts as well. And I mean, you're in New York; it's one of the bluest blue cities in the country.
Yeah, there's a lot of shifting in public perception to some degree, but I think even in New York, we have enough sanity to keep things in check, and that's what we're looking at. This is basically being in touch with the majority, even here in New York, that are staying, who realize how crazy this is moving forward.
Well, New York has certainly got its own issues and its own problems, and a Republican governor almost won last time, but this Democrat governor there seems to be doubling down. I mean, she's apparently in a big fight with the mayor there regarding, immigration situations. So there seems to be a civil war happening in New York, and there may be one in California as well, because people are, you know, either leaving California or, you know, they're just sick and tired of what we're seeing right now. So I'm hoping you're right. You sound like you're a big fan of President Trump. Did I get that from you correctly?
Well, yeah, I am. Not because of anything, just, you know, emotionally. It's just looking pragmatically at what he was able to do and what he's done, which was a miracle in terms of what we've been able to achieve in terms of turning things around in our courts, whether it's the reversal of Roe versus Wade, the challenge to end all racism, including what was going on in Harvard, you know, the parents' rights to be able to have school vouchers and without violate the Constitution. You know, there's just incredible decisions that are having such a huge impact on our freedom and liberty because of this president's appointments. History cannot be debated on the profound impact that that those appointments have had and are having moving forward. We at Pacific Justice are probably more aggressive now in our litigation from coast to coast than we ever could have been or hoped to have been, but for his key appointments to our courts, including the Supreme Court.
In our last few minutes here, I'd love your opinion just from a legal perspective of, I don't know if you've spoken with Joe about this or not, but this tsunami of indictments. Where do you think Trump stands right now?
Yeah, it is. In the end, I think he will prevail, but the prevailing will probably have to be, you know, after the Court of Appeal. It's the local courts in Georgia, the local court, and as far as the D.C. goes, those are totally biased. The jury pool is going to be totally biased. The judge and judges in both those situations are political. The DAs are political. It is one of the biggest shams that I thought I would ever see, you know, in my lifetime. I never thought I would see something like this, such a clear abuse of the judicial process. It's almost once again like a sci-fi movie. It's just hard to even believe it's happening in the United States of America, and that and not in some banana republic where these kinds of things are taking place. So at the end, though, on appeal, I think, you know, he'll definitely prevail. There's the evidence just isn't there to support any action in any of these court proceedings. I think in Florida, I think he'll win outright. He'll probably have a level-headed jury there. But you know, New York and D.C. and Georgia, it's just a racket. It's a terrible, gross injustice that will eventually come to the surface. It's just, what impact is it going to have on the election and denying and tainting the will and voice of the people?
So you think there will be a conviction? You're saying New York and D.C. and Georgia, not Florida. And, I mean, now you're talking about a convicted felon running for president of the United States. I mean, that sounds to me like a recipe. This is what the Democrats, in my mind, have been planning all along, so that because they're looking at the polls right now, and it's even with all of the indictments. It's still right. Even, you know.
Yeah. So, once again, I want to make it clear: he may be found quote guilty by a jury, a very tainted jury in D.C. You can't get a fair jury in D.C. More than nine out of ten of our hardcore Democrats that hate Trump's guts. You're not going to get a, you know, same with Georgia, Atlanta. That judge, her dad was a Panther, a Black Panther supporter.
Right.
She's very radical.
Yeah.
So we see this, and then in New York, that is just, it's outrageous. So at the end of the day, he will be formally acquitted on all counts. It's going to be a dark stain in American history. The impact, the question is whether or not these tyrants and these villains of our society and our nation are going to be successful in thwarting the Democrat process. And if they, you know, if we see something going on where, you know, at the end of the day, that this does taint the ability for us to have confidence in our elections and people to be able to run for office without being worried about having some bogus criminal charges brought against them, it could be the downfall of this nation as we know it, and result in utter chaos moving forward. So I really hope, there's a lot on the line here, and it's a terrible shame.
Thank you so much, Brad. I want to thank you at an airport calling in and spending 45 minutes with us. Tell everybody where they could find you again, please.
Sure, pacificjustice.org, pacificjustice.org.
Greatly appreciate it, and hope to talk to you again down the road. Brad Dacus with Pacific Justice Institute. And I'll be back for the third and final hour after the break in news. Do not go away, folks, at Real Side Radio. Thank you.